This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is that time of the year. We talk to area school superintendents to take a look back as the school year is wrapping up, and the first person in to talk is Superintendent Jeff Clark of Oakland School District. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me today.
So, overall, how did the school year go for Oakland?
I thought the school year went great. We wrapped up with graduation this last weekend, and now we have the rest of our students and staff finishing up on Thursday, and it was a really good year. Lots of positive things happening across the board.
So, talk about how graduation went. Was it Saturday?
Saturday graduation. We did 1 o'clock at UCC. We use Jacoby Auditorium, such a great facility over there, and they're very accommodating for us. And we had 45 graduates. 42 walked across the stage on Saturday, 7 valedictorians and salutatorian. Had 12 kids graduate with honors diplomas, and graduation itself went really well. So it was a very big success.
What do you see? I mean, you've been doing this for a while. The reaction for the kids realizing they're finally there.
You know, it's a mixed bag. You know, you have some kids that you worry sometimes going into graduation about how this group of kids might act on the stage and how they're going to behave. But it just always feel like through all my years, they get there and they're just that anticipation and excitement. But they also, it's kind of nostalgic as they look back on their years together, and they get to reflect on that. We had 6 of our valedictorians gave speeches and kind of talked about the memories going through the years. And it's just an exciting time for them. And I felt like this group of kids is looking forward to the future and to go out and do great things.
And for a smaller school, you've got more of probably a depth of a lot of relationships.
Most definitely. I mean, our high school staff, teachers and principals, and support staff, and that they know those kids really well because most of them have been there for 4 years and spent a lot of time with them, and they build those relationships, not just with the student, but with the families too. And because we're a small school, we see so many of their siblings go through and so forth. And I think that really adds to it and helps deepen those connections as they move off into the real world.
What are your thoughts of real world? Oh boy, it's going to be a real world. Hang on. What are your thoughts about this particular senior class? What do you see ahead for them?
You know, I think that it's kind of quite a varying group of kids and what their hopes and dreams are. A lot of kids going into the medical profession, a lot of kids going into firefighting, a lot of just a variance with them, a good mix of kids going on to community colleges, some going on to four-year colleges, had a couple going into the military, quite a few going into the trades this year. And so it's interesting to see them go off. And you know, all kids, we kind of push kids to try and figure out what their career is and what they want to do, but I'm sure many of them will change in the next 3 to 5 years as they start to figure things out and get to know themselves a little bit more and then get to know the careers they're looking to go into.
Well, and it seems like it's more common now with all the changes in technology and everything that's going on. I think the stat I heard the other day is most people will have like 3 or 4 careers in their life.
Yeah, it's really crazy. It's just really hard to tell what life's going to look like in the world, but in the United States and in Oregon in 15 years from now or 20 years from now with the implementation of AI and as it continues to grow and take people's jobs, what people are going to kind of what the workforce is going to evolve into looking like and how all the kids fit into it.
So as you look back at the last school year that's just now wrapping up, what are some of the highlights?
You know, we had a lot of great highlights this year. We completed our second year of our after-school program where we serve 80 to 100 kids K through 12 after school doing a variety of different activities in each building for kids to do. That's funded by the Ford Family Grant, which is awesome for our kids. This is the, I think, third year we've sent kids to our outdoor school. They went to Camp Gray in the fall and did a great job up there. And then from a sports perspective, you know, we had a lot of great highlights. Our boys and girls basketball teams both qualified for the state tournament and brought home trophies. And then our band finished fourth in their state competition, which is awesome. Another trophy for their case. Our band program has been incredibly successful over the years. And our softball team won their first ever individual or sole league championship this year and made it to the state playoffs. Had some really good kids competing at the state track meet too, and just a lot of highlights across the board. And then we also were fortunate enough to finish completion of our middle school gym that we passed the bond on 2 years ago in May, and we finished completion and did a open house, and have had a few of our spring concerts in there this year. So really exciting time this year.
Well, and that building was a long time coming.
Oh, yeah. We've been playing, we've been using Washington Gym down at the old Washington School for quite some time for our middle school sports, and that's playing in a gym that's over 100 years old, and it's definitely showed its wear and tear and age. And so getting into the new gym and being able to see that new facility is just, it's just awesome to see. Had about 250 people show up for our open house ribbon cutting ceremony that we did in the evening a couple weeks ago, and it was just a great, and we've heard tons of compliments from our community on with the choir and band concerts that we had in there, how much better the acoustics are in, how much better it sounds, and how much more seating there is. So it's really exciting, and we're excited to break it out next year for all of our middle school sports programs as well.
So remind folks, what happens to the old gym?
Well, it's still we still own it, and we still have it down there. We've looked at a variety of different things to do. We're considering maybe deeding it to the city and having them be able to get some historic grants a little bit more. They have a little bit more access to that to get it fixed up. And then we also have the, we call it the strip mall affectionately, the line of buildings, the old Washington School that we are just about to put on the market that will be for sale to get ourselves so we can get rid of that property and have everything we have up on the top of the hill with all of our buildings together.
Now, you mentioned sports a bit ago. You're still coaching, right?
I am. I just wrapped up my 32nd year, and I'm getting ready for next year.
So you've coached, what, the entire time you've been in the district?
I have. I got hired my first year and have somehow managed to not get fired in a small school district.
Now, has it always been boys basketball?
I've coached boys basketball, has been the head coach. I, over the course of my time, assisted Greg Good in track for 10 or 12 years, assisted Marlene Peterson in volleyball 1 year, and then I also assisted Greg Good in cross country 1 year. So I've coached in a variety of other things, but really basketball has been the thing I've been with the whole time.
And you've been superintendent how long?
Just finished my fourth year.
Now, a lot of times people move into the superintendent role. How do you find time for the athletics?
It's not easy, but for me, it was really important for me to be able to continue to coach basketball because, you know, the main reason I'm in education is to influence kids and be around kids. And moving from the classroom to the principal job, I was still able to be around kids every day. Superintendent role just makes it much, much more difficult to be around kids. And so by coaching, it still allows me to work with those 25 or 30 boys basketball players, but it also puts me close to the girls basketball team as we travel together all the time. And then enables me to stay involved with kids a lot better.
And do you feel like that helps with when you're elected as, oh, there's the superintendent? Yeah, but he's also the coach.
Yeah, I think that it just helps keep me, I think it helps the view from the community of understanding how into kids that I am and how I want to have my influence felt everywhere. And I think it also makes me a little bit more approachable as far as the superintendent goes, or at least appear that way. It hasn't changed my approachability. I still think that's the same, but I think that appearance helps.
All right, back with more in a moment. Superintendent Jeff Clark, Oakland School District, the program and the interview, a podcast after 541radio.com after 1 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1. We're talking to area school superintendents. We'll check out the South Umpqua School District tomorrow. Today, the focus, though, is Oakland, and Superintendent Jeff Clark in with us. Wrapping up the school year, what about summer? What's it look like for the Oakland District?
Well, we have a really busy summer plan. We have 4 weeks of summer school going on. We do a K-8 summer program where kids are there 4 days a week for 4 weeks. And then we also do 2 weeks of credit recovery stuff for our high school kids. So got some summer school activities. And then we also are continuing our four-year-long theme of a massive amount of construction. We are finishing our phase two seismic construction on our high school gym, doing the upper roof and then getting a new floor in there. And then we're also starting phase one of the high school classroom seismic, redoing the short hall and doing a couple of different classrooms. And then next summer we'll finish that up and then start next summer on the elementary school seismic. So lots of construction activities going on and then some summer school stuff as well.
Well, and so the construction, I mean, you try to probably cram out as much as you can during the summer so that you don't have disruption issues with the regular classes.
That's always our plan. It doesn't always happen that way. I think our middle school teachers and staff would say that, although we knew going in we were going to build the middle school gym during the school year. But we've really tried hard. We spent the last three summers doing seismic rehabs on both of our middle school buildings. And we've been able to get the bulk of the stuff done during the summertime, but a few of things have lashed over into the first week or two of school, or three or four, and that becomes a lot more disruptive. So we try very, very hard, even extending time out, putting them on swing shifts, doing weekend stuff over the course of the summer so we can have all that done and try and minimize our destruction or our interruptions to students and staff during the year.
Now, during the school year that's wrapping up, were there any big changes other than this construction things?
I wouldn't say we had too many changes. We had a few new staff this year, probably less than normal, and we didn't have a lot of turnover. I think we only have two teachers in the district leaving this year, and almost all of our support staff is coming back. So for the most part, it's been a pretty good continuity over the course of the year.
What's your enrollment right now?
Our enrollment right now is 653 students, K-12.
What are you – you've obviously been there your whole career, right?
Yep.
What do you like about that size of a district?
Well, right now that's a little big for what we're used to. We're usually run around the 550 mark, so we're about 100 students up from normal, and we've been trending that direction in the last 3 or 4 years. But really, it comes back to what you mentioned earlier, the relationships that you're able to build with students and families when it's that small. You know, our classes average around 50 class grade levels, average about 50 to 55 kids, and you can just make such good connections with those kids and their families. And so when things are going on, you can build those relationships so they trust you and can be there and accept the help and support that we're offering. And it's just a good back and forth. So I really, really enjoy that size of district because of the relationships you get to make with the students and staff as well.
And being in the district for that many years, you're seeing a lot of students who are kids of students from earlier on, right?
Most definitely. And that it's funny. You see some striking resemblances between the kids and their parents. And then sometimes you see, quite a bit of a differences. But it is nice. And the students, when that happens, those parents that have gone through know what to expect. And they've been there before. And they know what our expectations as a school are. And that helps helps reinforce those at home.
Any particular challenges in this past school year?
You know, I think the same. We face the same challenges that every school district in Oregon faces, and probably nationwide. Getting attendance, kind of a refocus back on attendance after COVID, and getting kids to understand, and families understand that they need to be in school, and the things that we're doing in school are important, and in order for them to be there and create those habits that they're going to need to be successful in the workforce and in life after school, of just being regular attenders and not just showing up, but showing up and being there and being part of what we're doing and pushing themselves to learn more and participate and pick up what we're putting down.
It seems like attendance was always important, but increasingly now, especially at higher grade levels, where if you end up being sick or gone for a particular week in a certain subject matter, it's pretty hard to catch up sometime.
It really is, especially in, I mean, it's that way in all classes, but when you get especially math where you're scaffolding and always building on what you've learned before and you continue to build on that, when you miss a week or two's worth of time for a hunting trip or for whatever, all those things make it really difficult to then get caught up and stay on top of things as moving forward. And we really have tried to push that idea, hey, if you got a runny nose or you're just not feeling your greatest, you still need to come because you don't know when that time's going to come that you can't come for extended period of time because of something out of your control.
Now, you've talked about all the construction going on. Are there any other infrastructure type issues that you would like to address?
Well, I mean, all of our buildings are pretty old. I'd say we kind of average around 70, 75 years old for all of our buildings. But that being said, we have we just received the seismic grant for our elementary school building. So we have one more, our elementary school cafeteria and our shop. So two buildings left in the district that we have not received seismics on, and we continue to put applications in for those. So we're hoping that in about three to four more years, our entire district will have went through seismic rehabilitation. In the end, that's going to be that included with the money we brought in from our bond and the matching grant we got for that. We're going to have put almost $30 million worth of upgrades into our district over the years without a whole lot of that money aside from the bond that got passed coming out of our community.
Now, speaking of money, how's the district doing financially? Because I know, obviously, a lot of districts around Oregon have seen some issues going into next year.
Well, I mean, I say this, while I'm knocking on wood. Right now, we are doing okay as a district, but that goes back to what we talked about earlier. Our enrollment is up. We have a lot of kids, and we haven't faced the problems that many districts have with a declining enrollment. And with the cost of everything going up and the cost of doing business is becoming more and more expensive, when you have that, as which everybody has, and declining enrollment, that really leads to some problems. And we have not had the problem so far with declining enrollment. We're still hanging tough about where we are and actually a little above where we normally are. So that has made it so we're not doing too bad. We're going to continue our staffing levels next year and still be able to put a little bit of money into technology and facilities and some other areas that need addressing.
Now, you've got a school board for Oakland. What kind of explain their role, what they're working on right now?
Our school board is just a great group of people that have been on there. We have one that joined mid-year this year, but most of them have been there for a few years, and they're just really supportive. One thing that's a important goal to them is to be involved in what's going on. All of them either have kids or have had kids that have went through the district, and so also understand what it's like from a parent perspective, but they also try and look at it as a community member, and so they are very supportive of what we're doing. They're not afraid if they find something that they see as an issue to bring it forward and let us work through it. They're very supportive of their staff, both certified, classified, and administrative, and supportive of what we're doing, and give us some really good guidance.
Seems like a school board is one of the more intense volunteer kind of roles because there's so much reading, so many meetings.
It is a big commitment because those policy updates that we get about twice a year are very, very long and in depth. We have meetings once a month, and for the most part, it's one of those volunteer positions that when things are going well, it's okay. It's when things go sideways and you end up with 50 to 75 angry community members at your board meeting that things get a little more intense. We've been fortunate as of late that things have been running pretty smoothly for us as a district, and so we haven't had to deal with that too much. But I very much appreciate our school board and all the hard work and energy they put in to support the district.
And for your role, do you get much of a break during the summer?
I'm taking a week and a half off and going back to visit some family in the Midwest. But for the most part, with all of the construction, I probably have more time off if it wasn't for all the construction going on. But need to stay around and kind of keep a handle on that. Keeps me around.
All right, Superintendent Jeff Clark of the Oakland School District, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, as always, and I look forward to talking with you in the fall.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.